Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
And now, it's time for the Scores Postgame Show. Presented by TimberTech Decking and Rayleigh. Number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com. And by Turo Tire, Chicago's hometown tire. Find a dealer at Turo.com. Now here are your hosts, Olin Krutz, filling in for Patrick Manley. It's James Big Cat Williams and Mully from the Mully and Haw Show on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Welcome in. It is the football postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Turo Tire. And goodness gracious, guys, that was never really in doubt. Who are we kidding? That was always, we all thought the Bears would win the game. And lo and behold, we're geniuses this afternoon. I don't know how that happened.
Chicago Bears come up with a win again, Mully and Kat. And it's fun to watch. It's fun to... To see them find a way to pull that off, right? Obviously, it wasn't clean. We're hoping for a clean win. We're hoping for a team that looked like they were playoff bound and playoff ready, but they keep finding ways to win. A young quarterback is out there with his legs, making plays, making guys miss in the pocket, spinning each way. I don't know which direction he's going. I don't know how many sacks he avoided tonight, but it was amazing to watch. Defense with a lot of early struggles when Jackson Dart was in the game. Then second half struggling to stop the run. But C.J. Gardner-Johnson comes up with the big play, right? Comes up with the fumble, causes the fumble, causes the takeaway. That we're plus one, right? The ghost of Pat Manley shows up at Soldier Field, gets a takeaway. Find a way, Cat. Find a way to win the game. I thought a great call by Ben Johnson at the end to boot Caleb out, get him on the edge, Burns bites, Caleb scores. I can't believe we have the lead, and, you know, Russell Wilson in there proving Sean Payton right, what he said about him earlier on, their big Twitter fight. But, man, Cat, I'll take the win. I'll take 6-3, and we'll go on to the next week.
Hey, there were points and times when I wasn't sure that they were going to get to 6-3. You know, parts of that game looked pretty ugly, and the way that New York was able to move the ball at times started in the second half with them finding little areas to get through in the run game and breaking off 4, 5, 6 yard runs that weren't there in the first half. Because I thought the Bears did a good job in the first half as far as shutting down the run and forcing New York to either run with Dart or, you know, throw the ball. But in the second half, they started moving the ball. The Bears turn around. They get some big plays. They're able to get that big turnover. And like you said, man, 24-20, I'll take it. But my heart's still beating a little hard right now.
Right.
I got to say that we know that Caleb can put on the Superman cape and he's so good at the end. I didn't expect him to win it with his legs. I mean, it was those two runs at the end of the game were among the best he's had this year.
They were. And the way – like I said, Ben Johnson put him on the edge there. I think on purpose, right? Like that's a play call. You run the ball there, put him on the edge, get him out there with Cole Kmet. Of course, Greg Olsen loves to scream about a tight end blocking 180-pound defensive back, but that's okay. Cole still did a nice block there, leading Caleb into the end zone. And like you're saying, Mully, just a few times in that pocket where it looks like, man, he's dead to rights. They're going to sack him here. And these aren't just anybody, Cat. This is Thibodeau, Burns. This is Dexter Lawrence. These are good football players. Abdul Carter, guys with speed, athletic guys. He's making them miss. He's shaking out of tackles. And then he's running for first downs, big gains, doing a nice job leading his team. And I think Ben Johnson put it best. And Ben Johnson said, I have to get used to it not being perfect when I call plays for Caleb Williams. That he's going to do things that are extraordinary and out of the ordinary. And I think we all do. We all have to get used to the way this young man moves the offense, gets them down the field. Now, you want to see them be more efficient, get going earlier in games. But again, the thing you have to do every week is win a football game. And they found a way to win six of their last seven.
Being able to pull this one off, like you said, with all the pressure that was put on him, and it wasn't like guys were coming through late. I mean, he was getting pressure right off the bat at times and hands on him. And he's able to spin out of him, pull away, make yardage, buy himself some time. You know, we have all the conversations about him being a quarterback that holds the ball too long. Today, you see him hold the ball long because he's forced to and still be able to make those big plays. So, you know, it all depends on the situation and it all depends on the guy. And right now, Caleb looks pretty good doing it.
I don't even know how to put that in any kind. I mean, it was a terrible win, if there is such a thing. And I know we never apologize for victories in the NFL, but don't we need a collective sorry about that from the head coach when we listen to him in a little bit? That was about as frustrating a game as I've ever seen. And then they wound up winning it, which, you know, the Bears were god-awful for long stretches in that game. Thank God the Giants are worse.
Yeah, and that's what we talked about going to this game, right? All their opponents are 15-37, and what are they if they don't win the takeaway battle, and what are they if they play a team with a winning record? And you're watching this game, and you're thinking, man, with the 31st ranked rush defense in the NFL, you're playing against them, why does Manungai only have 7 carries? Why does Swift only have 13 carries? What was the actual game plan? There were drops, right? Roma Dunze's drops, Zacchaeus drops. There were drops all over the place. But it was also, I mean, there were drops on when Caleb was doing the same thing, right? Spinning out, rolling out, running down the sideline and winging it to somebody. And it was just when you're watching this game, like you're saying, Mully, and then the defense couldn't stop Jackson Dart. And, you know, he gets hurt and I hope he's okay. But thankfully for us, right, because when he was in, they were moving the ball and he was completing a lot of passes. And you start to think, okay, maybe it wasn't just the fact that the Bengals have Higgins and Chase. Maybe our secondary is struggling to slow down passing offenses. And really, that offense doesn't slow down until Russell Wilson comes in the game. And to Big Cat's point, even when he came in the game, they went to outside zone and found a lot of yards there running at Austin Booker. We saw Chris Williams playing DN for the first time. They're trying to find bodies there, right? Shoyinka's over there and Montez Sweat. And that's their rotation right now at defensive end, which is going to be, you know, in a word, scary going down the road here with these teams they're about to face.
And is there a bigger surprise than the impact that Gardner Johnson has made over the last 2 weeks? Mm-hmm. You know, being able to get in there, getting in on the sack, making big plays, and it just seems like he's all over the place on the field. So, you know, hats off to him for having a big game and making some big plays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if he wasn't doing that, you just shudder to think how narrow that kind of a victory it was. And we talked about it in the pregame. You know, you consider it pivotal, like one of these games that if they really have the ability to make the playoffs, they couldn't lose that game because all the NFC North games are staring them down. You know, they got another game against the Lions, who destroyed them. They got a game next week at Minnesota when they somehow gave the whole thing away in the fourth quarter of the first one. They haven't played the Packers yet. I mean, it is – there are just a lot of reasons for alarm, and yet they are living well. I mean, they are in the mix for the playoffs at 6-3, but I think we might be slightly deluding ourselves by thinking of them as a playoff team. They didn't look like a playoff team today. Again, it doesn't matter. They won. They made the plays when it mattered most, or at least the opponent could no longer make plays. If Jackson Dart had been in that whole game, if he hadn't gotten hurt, there's no way you would have won that game.
Right, and you are what your record says you are, right? And I understand exactly what you're saying, Mully, because that was the worry going into this game, and that's why we talked about in the pregame show, would love to see a good, clean, dominant game from the Chicago Bears against an undermanned Giants football team that it looked like on paper, also on film, we had the better roster and we had the better coaching staff. And that's why we want to see, okay, go out there, dominate this game. And then with these teams coming up with the winning records, right? Vikings, Steelers, Eagles, Packers, like, you know, okay, those are tougher games than the teams that we have been facing. And we'll see how that all goes. But you still got to get here, Cat, at 6-3. You still got to get here with the wins that they had. And the TV copy did a nice job showing us how the Bears have blocked the field goal, kicked the game-winning field goal, throw it like a Hail Mary to Colston Loveland, have him score a touchdown, and now today score late to win. But the good thing is we are in position with our record to see if we are a playoff team.
Yeah, and they're going to have to pick it up. I mean, like you said, the upcoming schedule with the Vikings, Steelers, Eagles coming up as the next three, there are no walks in the park right now. You know what I mean? All the pressure's on. You're 6-3. You've put yourself in a good situation. You've put yourself in a position to move on into the postseason if you can play the right way. So we will see the next, what is it, maybe 5 weeks on how they're able to put things together on offense, what they're able to do in the running game, how the defense is. What is the defense going to be able to do to solidify the back end of that of their coverage? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Olamide Zaccheaus had a pretty bad game. He didn't seem to catch the targets that were thrown at him. I believe he had one catch for the game. But he made a key block at the end of the game. I mean, it just felt weird that they kind of managed to resolve some of those issues while the game was ongoing. You know, they got really they somehow pulled that thing off when you felt for a couple of times there that they were, I mean, Caleb ends up with 8 carries. What were 7 of those? Him running for his life, and that carry at the end looked like a design play, and they got him outside, and he scored the touchdown, and they win the game. But it's crazy, 63 yards on 8 carries for Caleb Williams. That's quite a production. 80 yards, 13 carries for Swift, and Manungai had 7 carries for 28 yards, including a touchdown. So, I mean, like I said, these are not the kind of statistics. I don't think they're going to have an offensive player of the week this week. But, man, it's pretty amazing that they – and I do think it reflects very poorly on the Giants that they managed to lose that game.
Yeah, I'm starting to realize how almost out of touch I am. Just so many attempts at fourth down conversions, and not only by the Bears, but by New York. You know, for the Bears to go 1-4, for the New York to go 1-3, and turn the ball over so many times to take not take points off the board, but to limit yourself from putting those 3 points on the board. It's just a different game than, you know, back in the 90s when you get the opportunity to get those 3 points and you're taking them no matter what. Now it's, you know, third down and five, and you're just trying to get 2 or 3 yards so you can get yourself in better position to go for it on fourth down. You know, I understand the science behind it, but at times it's hard to watch because I want those 3 points. I want those points on the board.
Yeah, especially with the weather, right? The way the weather was today, you were going to go for it because kicking was – it was going to be a hard day to kick with the wind and the snow and just the way the weather was. But these Chicago Bears, guys, I mean, you can only play who's on your schedule. And like you're saying, it's not pretty, but they're finding ways to win.
The fourth down efficiency, they said, I think when they had 4 attempts, they said that was an NFL record. Both teams went 1 of 4 on fourth down conversions. So they had 8 fourth down attempts in that game, and they converted 2 of them. That's insanity. I mean, I get it, Olin. It was bad weather, man. It was like 34 degrees. They said it felt like 13. And it was raining, and it was snowing initially. And, you know, I'm sure it's like kicking a rock. The punter didn't have a good game. I mean, they were far from ideal circumstances. But, man, like, you know, 2 of 8 between the two teams. 8 fourth down conversion attempts, 6 that failed. That is insanity. That just seems like a – and you're right. Whenever they got to midfield, if they had the ball, well, let's just try the fourth down. I mean, wow, just crazy.
And one, you could have argued that Greg Olsen was arguing that he should have went for it. He should have went for it on fourth down, and Greg ends up being right. The Bears score a touchdown, and you lose the game by kicking those 3 points there. So the statistics, and like Kat is saying, it's just a totally different game now, going for it on fourth down, when not to go for it, when to go for it, and people are looking at this thing in a totally different way, Molly. And like you're saying, 2 for 8 is crazy, man. That many times they went for it, and then think about – the one time the announcer, our former teammate Greg Olsen, talks about they should have went for it, you could argue that loss in the game, not going for it. It's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I mean, just madness. Technically, guys, the Bears were penalized 3 times for 25 yards. There were 10 penalties on the Giants for 69 yards. But I think there were 2 penalties called on one play that were denied that they didn't take them. And I think there was another penalty. I don't know how many. I'll have to go through the play-by-play and figure out how many times they committed a penalty that wasn't marked off because something good had happened for New York anyway. But 3 penalties is – that's almost cleaning it up, right? I mean, that's better than they've done probably all year.
Well, I think you also have to look at – you know, when these penalties occurred. The one that made me so nervous was, you know, they had the ball backed up, they get a false start penalty, and now they're backed up even a little more. They were able to get themselves out of that situation, out of that jam. But, you know, those are the things when you take into consideration the weather and the way the game has gone leading up into that, I, you know, wasn't sure whether that was going to be something they were going to be able to get away from. But, you know, they got out of that situation. They were able to move the ball down the field. But, you know, you have to watch those situations because one of those could come back to bite you.
And I thought that all in all, I thought Caleb actually played a pretty good game. It's just there were a ton of drops. They kept – I mean, it was crazy how many drops there were in that game. I don't know – what to make of that, but man, there were quite a few drops in that game.
The weather, right? Go ahead, Kat, sorry.
No, go ahead. Sorry about that.
No, the weather and, you know, like we talked about, you talked about Zacchaeus and his game, and, you know, the question is, okay, when's the last time he played in something like Soldier Field? We all know the wind is a little different down there, the ball, when it's cold, and but you got to catch those balls, you got to bring them in, and let's be clear about, again, what we were watching today. It wasn't that the Bears were getting a bunch of penalties. It wasn't that they were sloppy. It wasn't that they weren't, well, the drops were sloppy, but it wasn't that, you know, the Giants were taking the ball away. It was just that they were kicking our butt, right? They were playing better football. They were outplaying the Chicago Bears with all the injuries they have and all the things that they're going through there. They were just simply outplaying the Chicago Bears for three plus quarters, right? It wasn't like you're saying, Mully, Kat, it wasn't like they had a ton of penalties. It wasn't like they had a ton of turnovers, right? They did have drops that were plaguing them a little bit, but it wasn't all that other stuff. It was just the fact that the Giants were out executing them.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'll be anxious to look at the game again to see, you know, where'd that outside zone go that had been working so well for the Bears that the Giants hadn't been able to defend the last couple of weeks? You know, you saw them come down on the edges and just stop guys right there on the line of scrimmage. And just their aggressiveness was able to take a little bit of that away from the Giants. You thought that they were going to try and run the ball more. I understand that, you know, in the beginning of the game, they were stopping that run. You know, I thought the Bears did a good job in the middle of getting penetration. The linebackers were hitting the gaps that I thought they were supposed to. And they were, you know, limiting them to 1 yard or a negative yard on all the run plays that they were getting early in the game.
All right, we're going to take a quick timeout. We're going to take your phone calls, 312-644-6767. And I don't even know what we're looking for. What's your reaction to a win that maybe looked more like a loss for most of the game? But they did come back. They did win. And I don't know why I'm being negative about it. I think I was just stunned by the whole afternoon. I think it makes you worry about the future, the way that defense played. But let's get back to your phone calls. You're listening to the Football Postgame Show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and a Turo Tire. We've got Olin Krutz. We've got James Big Cat Williams. I'm Mully from the Morning Show. You are listening to The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contrast. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Second down. Williams. A touchdown, 17 yards, and the Bears have taken the lead. A shanked punt And then a minute later, the Bears have come all the way back and lead with a minute 47 left.
We're back with more of the Scores postgame show, presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com and by Turo Tire, Chicago's hometown tire. Find a dealer at Turo.com on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live with the free Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Welcome back to the football postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Turo Tire. And that was the final, well, the game-winning play, let's say. And it's time for the hot and cold, sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency, call the professionals, available 24-7 at 833-PLUM-911. I think, really felt like Caleb Williams put that team on his back, and he did it with his feet as opposed to just with his arm, but he had some good passes too, not all of them completed because he missed a couple, but boy, his receivers were missing a couple too. So we'll go with Caleb as far as who's cold. Why not the entire defense? Is that too harsh? I mean, I'm sure someone played, maybe a Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, who led them in tackles and had two sacks, doesn't deserve it, but just for the rest of the crew, maybe the defense struggled a little too much for anybody to really appreciate one guy.
And a caused fumble, right, Kat? I mean, CJ Gardner-Johnson, man. I mean, that's quite the stat line he put up there. But like you're saying, Molly, the secondary still struggling. Obviously, Jackson Dart goes down. Was worried about them stopping the run game. As the game went on in the second half, it seemed like the Giants found something. And then, of course, when your starting quarterback goes out, as we keep mentioning, you will struggle a little bit more. The Bears can really focus in on what they need to stop. And the Caleb Williams, man, in the last two, end of the game drives that we've had, watched him in, unbelievable. The plays that he has made for these Chicago Bears. And we understand what we're watching him against. And sometimes I wonder, and I don't know. I know it was true last week. I don't know until I watched the sideline view this week, but how much of that running around and stuff he's creating by himself, right, Kat? Like, do you really need to do all that, or should you stand in the pocket and just get the ball out? But, hey, man, win the game. The exercise is to win the football game. And, yes, the defense cold the last 2 weeks, Molly.
All right. We got to get to the phone lines. We can start with Gene. Gene's in Frankfurt. Hey, Gene.
Molly, I listen to you all the time in the morning. All I want to tell you is, we got to be more positive. We're 6-3. I relocate to Tampa. I'm there with a bunch of Chicago cops most of the year, and we're begging for you guys to be more positive. I know there's weaknesses, but we're 6-3. We live and die with the Bears. And the worst thing is I have to listen to all these pundits about the quarterbacks. And for the last year and a half, no, Caleb was the worst one. The Bears should never have drafted him. Now we got the guy in Washington's number one. And Houston 2 years ago, I'm telling you, Caleb's rising to the top. That's all I'm saying. By the end of the year, I'm not expecting us to be in a Super Bowl, but a lot of guys like me are saying this guy's a winner. He's bringing our team to the winner. Molly, I was a great little flower running back. You remember that. Okay. Have a good
Gene,
day.
Gene, before you go, yeah. Gene, now, we got four tough teams coming up. Will you call us back if things don't go right the next 4 weeks?
Listen, I will call you guys back.
All right, cool.
Just be positive. You're making me drink Jameson Irish whiskey out there.
Do you want us to be positive if they go 0-4 these next 4 weeks, too, or no?
Still be positive, buddy. We're still ahead of last year.
Oh, right. Hey, they got their
you'll
sixth
take anything,
win.
Huh?
Yeah.
You're just saying, man,
no,
whatever.
I love you guys. Let's be positive, yeah. Okay?
Thank you,
you're
buddy.
That
Kumbaya, my lord. Kumbaya.
Gene's retired
down there in Tampa. He don't care. No. Go 1-15. Just be positive.
He's
man.
Not dealing
already,
with the snow.
He already said he got his Jameson, so you know.
Yeah,
that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hey, drink it straight out the bottle.
He said, we're making him drink Jameson, you know. Ignore the fact that the Bears haven't played a winning team in 8 weeks and didn't look good today. Don't say anything about that. He didn't hear us talk about we're happy with the win, man. It was a good win.
Yes.
The kid, he played great at the end of the game, but we also have to be honest about who they're beating and what we saw for most of the game.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I apologize for my negativity. It's just that that entire game, you were kind of, you know, tearing out what was left of my hair and biting off nail. It's just difficult to watch that frustrating a performance. And then the fact that they won, it was kind of like, you know, you thought the whole time last week, you thought, oh, they're going to win the game, they're going to win the game. And then you're like horrified at the end when they gave up the 15 points, and lo and behold, they come back and win the game, and it's all seashells and balloons. But this was a very negative performance. I mean, this is as bad a win as you're going to see in the NFL. I mean, hey, they won. That's all that mattered. We had Caleb as the hot player. I mean, I don't know what he's talking about being negative with Caleb. I don't see that. I think he's getting better, and I thought he put him on his back at the end of the game. Again, it just was a really rough outing against the team. They said it on television. They're 0-5 on the road this year. Going back to last year, they're 0-10 on the road. You just don't want to break that streak. You don't want to be the team that you walk away saying, well, they had the Bears. That's not worthy of positivity, frankly.
Yeah, and you look at it and you say all week long that the Bears are the better team. The Bears should be able to do this week what they did last week as far as offensively being able to put points on the board. If they can correct a couple things defensively, now you're talking about a blowout. And, you know, those were the things that you were looking at going into this game. And then you get into the game, and it's totally different than what you thought. You know, it's a lot closer than you feel as though it's supposed to be. They're able to do some things that I didn't think they were going to be able to do. So, you know, I don't feel as though we're being negative, but like Olin said, you have to look at both sides of it because there's still a lot of season left and there are a lot of things to correct.
Let's try John. John is in Algonquin. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. I just want to say I want to praise the coaching staff. I'm just looking at the schedule. I know we have 6 wins, but looking at those 6 wins, that there's some games during the season we would have lost under the previous coaching staff that we had previous years that we have now. I'm praising Brad Johnson and what he's doing with this team, even though we don't have a great amount of talent. But, you know, a game like today, before Brad Johnson, we would have lost. And because of him, I think we're winning all these games. And yes, I'm not saying we're going to the Super Bowl. I'm not going to be one of those people. But the way he is working with this team and what he's making them do, I got to give him high praise right now. And thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for the call. It's Ben Johnson, obviously, who now
– Brad's a younger brother, so he's just complimenting a younger brother.
Brad was the
coordinator. He works for teammate.
Yeah. Brad was there. Brad was there giving statistics today. You never know.
But Ben Johnson, I mean, we should mention he did exceed last year's win total. Now, that's not the highest bar to be better than Flusie was last year, but – because he's the first ever coach fired in season. But the Bears won their sixth game, and they only won 5 last year. So I would consider that a very big improvement. Congratulations to Ben Johnson.
This is an improved team, right, Kat?
Yeah.
This is an improved team. This is an improved operation that we are watching. And that's why they are 6-3. And some of that, not some of it, a lot of the winning that they're doing late in games is not luck. Like, to the John's point, the caller, like, Ben Johnson is doing a nice job controlling the game, making adjustments, staying in the game, keeping his team moving towards winning the football game, seeing how, okay, even though we're down right now 17-7, this is the way we have to win this football game. You'll see him come out, and they're down 2 scores, and the first thing he does is run the ball right at Jonah Jackson and Darnell Wright, right? No panic. Stay in the game plan. Stay in game mode. Get us the ball back. We need a takeaway here. Here we are in this game. This is when we use the timeouts. You see him. We talked about on the show last week Coaches have to process information like we talk about with quarterbacks, right? Process information under a time constraint. Here's the call. Here's the timeout. Ben is doing it. Man, he's doing calling plays and doing game management. So, yes, a lot of credit to the coaching staff here.
Let's try John. John's actually calling from Maryland. Thank you, John, for listening on the Odyssey app.
Hey, Molly. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to say, you know, there's a lot of Caleb haters out there, but there were at least five big drops today. I think the guy could have had a career game. Unfortunately, you know, the weather played a part. But, you know, it's a different score if they catch those balls. And to what you were saying about the clock management, I mean, that's huge. You know, Ben Johnson with three timeouts on that last drive, I feel like under flus, you know. Maybe there's no timeout. So, curious what you think about that.
Yeah, I think it's a great point what Olin brought up as far as Ben Johnson is not coaching like your typical rookie head coach. The decisions that he's making on the fly, the halftime adjustments that they seem to be making, and even going back to one thing I know you guys have talked about a lot is the adjustments that they were able to make during their bye week, coming out of their bye week, just to make sure that things were clicking on the offense, moving the way they wanted them to move. And like you said, he's doing all this while coaching the rest of the team, while calling offensive plays, keeping track of his timeouts, you know, keeping track of his yellow flag as far as being able to challenge plays. So I think that, you know, just the job that he's done as a rookie head coach is a lot further. I think he's a lot further along than I thought he would be at this point in time in the season.
No doubt.
Definitely does a good job doing that. And the guy said, you know, there's a lot of Caleb haters, and there are. There are a lot of people questioning a young quarterback and can he play from the pocket. And obviously today is not going to do anything to quiet those guys down, right? Because can you do that? Can you make the plays from inside the pocket, process the information you need to process? A lot of what we saw today was what Caleb, we know, does really well outside the pocket, on the run, even a lot of the drops, right? The first two drops was DJ Moore. He rolled out, threw it to him in at the sideline, hit him in the chest, and then Zacchaeus, right? And we scored on that drive anyway. But those are the first two drops that you did see. A lot of that is, you know, quarterback scramble drill, right? The quarterback scrambles and the running back, the receivers break it off and start rolling to where the quarterback is to catch that ball on the run. But to catch a great point about Ben Johnson, man, just the way they made adjustments, got to 6-3. We don't want to take any of that away from them. But to Molly's point also, we also know who we were watching them play today. And we know for three quarters it didn't look great.
Let's try Chris. He's in Nashville. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's up, guys? Nice to talk to you. Big win for the Bears today. I just I wanted to make a comment. I think a pivotal play in the game today was when the Australian punter, Gillum on the Giants with the mullet, maybe some of his hair got blown into his eyes from a gust off the lake. And I think I had a deja vu moment of Sean Landetta in the 86 playoff.
Oh, my God. He, like, the ball got caught in the wind or something. He just missed the ball on its way down. That's hilarious. Yeah, I don't think the guy was very good. By the way, congratulations. Another thing we should mention of the coaching staff, he's a left-footed punter. They brought in another lefty this week to try to prepare for the rotation of whatever they're doing with it. But that got you to midfield basically on a punt, and you did feel like, okay, they can get to overtime. They can kick the field goal. But I think where they got the ball, you had to be thinking they could score a touchdown in this drive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you were just looking for them to get into field goal range,
yeah,
to extend the game at that point in time, and to see it come off the side of his foot and be out of bounds, and to see where they were able to get the ball at. Yeah, I agree with you totally, Mully, that, you know, now all of a sudden, you know, I'm not thinking about them playing anymore, playing for the field goal. I want to see a touchdown. Let's get this game over and done with, because you never know what happens if this game goes into overtime.
Yeah, and there's a saying, right, when you're playing a bad football team, let them beat themselves, right? Just keep playing the game, keep chugging along, and eventually they'll turn the ball over and make mistakes. And that's exactly what the Giants did late in the game. And it's crazy how many times that actually happens in the NFL when you watch games, right? And that's what you go back to the coaching staff and these players who have bought in to the style and the way they win football games. And now we're all just kind of waiting around saying, man, okay, like, I want to see you guys against a really good football team. And you have to earn that right to play in big football games, to play good football teams, and see if you're a good football team and make it interesting. I'd say this 6-3 Chicago Bears team is an interesting football team right now, right? And I think the Vikings lost today to the Baltimore Ravens. So we'll stay in second in the North, and we'll go play the Vikings next week up there. And I'm very interested, Mully and Kat, I'm very interested in this game now. I'm very interested in who this football team is. And they played down a level today, but can they raise their level? Can they pick their level up and play against a team, the Vikings, who don't look like a playoff team right now, but still are a better football team than we saw today?
All right, we will be right back. We've got Ben Johnson postgame. We'll take a listen to that. We'll get back to all of your phone calls, 312-644-6767. You, of course, are listening to the Football Postgame Show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire on the Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.